Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. Thank you for pointing.
We might sound a little different because we're recording from an interesting location.
Ooh, our Airbnb.
Yeah.
Which is where we used to live.
Yeah. And we'll live again.
Yes, yes. But yeah, we're here, and so we're like, well, let's just record here. How is it going with you, Brandon?
Oh, you know, it's, it's going. It's the holidays, it's busy, and we've gone to several Christmas parties already, and the real holidays are about to start here in a couple weeks.
Very true.
A little tired, a little slow.
Yeah, I had my annual cookie exchange party. Two days ago.
Oh, is that your nerd thing?
Sure. Well, it was just holiday. No, it's not my nerd thing, actually.
Oh, you got a different thing. I have a different nerd thing.
And then we had your Christmas party yesterday. So yeah, lots of festive stuff. So what is your nerd thing before I get to mine?
They just had the Game Awards.
I heard that,
This past week. And it's actually the most I've heard. Like, it's an annual thing, a big award ceremony, like they do with TV and movies, like the Oscars and the Emmys and all that. But yeah, it made a lot of news this year because it was a very big year for games. A lot of very high profile, very well received games. Probably one of the best years for video games in a long time.
And best game of the year? I heard what it was.
Baldur's Gate 3, Dungeons and Dragons game. And it's on our list to play. Because you're now a Dungeons and Dragons sir,
apparently,
as they say. No, no one says that.
No one at all, actually.
No, it's very cool. I played Baldur's Gate 1 and 2 when I was just a wee lad, so it's kind of funny that there's a part 3 so much longer, a long time after. But apparently, it's very, very good, and I'm very excited to play.
It's super popular.
Yeah.
My nerd thing is this huge expansion came out for Disney Dreamlight Valley. Including there's like a DLC, and it went from early access into like now it's just full, like the full game, and that was this last week, and that was super fun, and we also got Jack Skellington and a new Star Path, and yeah, that was fun. I only played it a couple times since then, but I'm
busy
planning.
Holiday season. Yeah.
Busy holiday season, but I have every intention of playing it much as the time goes on.
Are you pleased with the game?
So. Very much. So that DLC, it's literally like an entire new game attached to it. It's crazy. And there's lots of new stuff as part of just the update. And of course, I love Jack Skellington. So, and I got Eve finally. I was very upset that Wally, he would literally go around the village being like, Eva? And she was never there, but now she's there. So it's okay. I can also unlock Rapunzel and Gaston, but I haven't gotten that far yet. But I'm still trying to figure out the new mechanics and stuff, but it's super fun. So I really like it. I'm very happy with it.
Super exciting.
No, it is super exciting.
I'm so excited.
I'm looking forward to playing more.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah. And what are you drinking, Brandon?
Well, we just took a little trip to the liquor store and picked out some special stuff. I got it's called a Northwest IPA from Yukon Brewing.
Oh, can I actually have a taste?
Yeah, you sure can.
It's hoppy, grapefruit, and pine, it says.
Yeah, it's not uber piney tasting or grapefruity tasting. I don't know, it just tastes tastes like a nice IPA. And
very bright.
The label is gorgeous art. It looks very Yukon-ish.
I'm always a fan of nicely labeled and packaged and things. Anyway, I really like that. I'm drinking some wine. I don't remember what it's called, but at my cookie exchange, some people brought wine, and this bottle was open, and I'm now finishing it. It's white.
Can't let any wine go to waste.
There was only this much left in the bottle, so you know I need to drink it. But
so like half the bottle. Okay, I see.
No, it's not half the
very
bottle.
Full, very full, very large glass. Yes, just this
just
much.
This much.
Just this much. Only half the bottle. Okay. Gotcha.
Cheers. I'm all about some holiday cheer, Brandon. Anything else to add? Oh, we're coming up so close on What If.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's 22nd.
Couple weeks yet. But yeah?
Well, like a week and a half. A week and three quarters.
Yeah.
But anyway, so that is our Marvel. We don't have any other updates in terms of that. Unless you have anything else to add, we can go to the news.
No, I'm good.
No, okay. Disney A News Update. Okay, I only really have one news item, but it's a big one.
Gasp. Shock.
And awe. Right after we recorded last time, they released for the first time the...
For the first time
in forever. Yeah. The calendars for 2024 with all the events.
Yeah, they've never done this before. They kind of always announce things like piecemeal like a couple months before they would be happening. This, they've planned 2024, the whole year for Disney,
yep. Disneyland. The only thing basically. Is they haven't released when their after-hour things are or like anything.
What they specific are or dates. What dates yeah. they are. But,
I just thought for our news this week, I would just run through this.
Oh, that sounds tiring.
Well,
why don't you just talk about it instead?
So, with Pixar Place Hotel officially opening January 30th, and then it says other things. Well, we have a few events, but, you know, yay Pixar. Pixar Fest is returning this spring, and that's going to run from April 26th to August 4th. There's Pixar's a daytime parade at DCA, and that has been, like, years since they had a daytime parade there. So, that's pretty exciting, and that's called... Better Together, a Pixar Pal celebration. That's brand new. And there will also be the emotional Together Forever, a Pixar nighttime spectacular, will return to Disneyland Park with some all new scenes. Basically, they're going to include like Turning Red and Elemental and like some of the newer stuff into it.
Maybe some the Inside Out 2.
Oh, I'm sure, probably. But there's also...
I don't know, it said emotional stuff, so yeah. I was assuming.
Yeah. So, but then also there's a bunch of different festivals and limited time celebrations. So starting the year with Lunar New Year, of course. So the dates that have been released for that, and they have done Lunar New Year for years now, but the specific dates are, it will start January 23rd and it will go until February 18th. And it says Mushu is leading the way in Mulan's Lunar New Year procession. What is the year this year?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's interesting. I should look that
up. I don't know what year it is now, and I don't know what year it's becoming.
It's Rabbit right now, because Oswald was very...
Oh, yes, you're right. You're mm-hmm. right. That makes sense.
Because we were there as the merch was starting to come out.
Yes, I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The Gospel, Celebrate Gospel, will be at Disneyland Park from February 17th and the 24th.
Yeah, just 2 days.
Yeah. And it's
something weird.
Yeah, it's just it has, but it's what's kind of cool is it has music artists and community choirs from across Southern California. So it's like another celebrating local stuff. Anaheim Ducks Days at Disneyland at DCA is February 22nd
quack,
and the 23rd.
Quack.
Exactly. So in between the DCA Food and Wine Festival, which I'm super excited about because I will be here for this.
Why would happen? Because
I will be here for. I just is it March 1st to April 22nd. And I'm also excited because I'll be here for this, is Season of the Force. This is like a bigger version of what they've done before. And this is April 5th to June 2nd.
Yeah, the last couple years, they've basically made May an official Star Wars month.
Yeah.
At Disneyland. And like you have the big thing with Star Wars Day on May the 4th. And
of course.
And then they have the After Hours Star Wars Day at some point during that month. And... usually do a hyperspace mountain thing, but this year it's gonna be two months long.
Yeah, it's huge. And so since I'm gonna be here for this and DCA, I'm gonna just elaborate a little bit more on this. So backing up, Food and Wine is, you know, cooking demonstrations, the food entertainment, and Soarin' Over California returns instead of Soarin', so that's the same as it's been.
The best festival that they do at Disneyland Resort, like Disney World, does lots of festivals.
Yeah,
and California does a few, but
yeah,
but this one's the best.
Man, I'm so excited. I was just like, how soon will they release the menus for it? Honestly, because I'm so excited. So that is again March 1st to April 22nd, and Season of the Force is at Disneyland Park, and that is from April 5th to June 2nd. And I'm just going to read you the blurb that was released on the Disney Parks blog.
A long time ago.
Exactly. Season of the Force arrives at Disneyland Park with Hyperspace Mountain, so that's back, specially themed food and beverages, merchandise, and more. Debuting, you will be able to embark on new adventures aboard Star Tours, The Adventures Continue. And also, this is kind of exciting, Star Wars Galaxy's Edge will provide a fresh perspective on the fireworks above Disneyland Park with galactic music sweeping through the spires. Now,
so all of this is quite exciting. I mean, totally. You're going to get to go on Hyperspace Mountain,
so
which is
excited.
Like, there's mixed feelings on it, but I think a lot of people actually do kind of like it.
It's more just, it's not the original.
It's not the original, yeah. Like, rah, 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 rah. But, like, I think there's, like, some pretty good effects that they do, and that's kind of cool. I'm kind of pretty jealous.
Well, we'll go again sometime.
And the adding new scenes to Star Tours is very exciting. Mm-hmm. They haven't done that for a while. They did.
No.
They did add some sequel trilogy stuff, like you have Kylo Ren and Rey in there now. But I'm assuming it's going to be like TV.
I'm sure Mandalorian,
Mandoverse stuff.
Yeah.
You get Grogu. Mando, Grogu, Ahsoka.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that's what I'm assuming. I mean,
if not, that would be
maybe
a
even
crime,
some Andor, but... which would be interesting because that's like a different vibe. But
well, they mix all the time periods. Like there's no.
So anyway, that's kind of cool. And then the other thing is, so you've always been able to watch the fireworks, well, always since it opened, in Galaxy's Edge, but there's no sound pumping through there.
Yeah, you get it like an interesting view because they do shoot up over the spires.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's very pretty.
You can see it, but you don't get all the multimedia stuff with projections and sound.
Yeah, so what they're going to do is they're going to pump in sound, but not the sound that goes with the fireworks on like Main Street or... Rivers of America or anything. They're going to have its own thing that like matches with galaxy Star Wars sounds.
John Williams going to be killing it out there,
probably.
That's what
so
I'm
basically
thinking.
They're following the same fire, so they have to basically choreograph two different shows.
Well, I am very curious to see how that works, like with two different soundtracks. There'll be videos online
for sure.
Although
I will get to see it in person.
You're
too.
You're going
to
be there.
Just a little bit,
Day one for this. So.
Yep. Yeah, so I'm excited about that.
You're going to have to stake out Galaxy's Edge for fireworks.
I'll have to. I'm okay with that.
And then you'll have to report back.
I will. Will do.
Eyewitness.
I will. Day one. Me and everyone else. Halloween time is even longer.
Which is crazy because it's been... getting longer
every year. Yeah. But oh man, did it jump. Okay, so Halloween time at the Disneyland Resort goes of course till Halloween, October 31st, but it starts August 23rd this year.
Yeah, it's starting so early that there is some thought that because you kind of want to go to Disneyland again in August for some reason, even though you're going in April, you want to go again
for some reason. Like there's so many reasons.
Yeah, you could almost maybe catch some Halloween
the
stuff.
The earliest of the Halloween,
before you have to go back to work with those...
I think it's amazing.
Those students that make your life so wonderful.
It's true. Yeah. I think we should.
I'm curious to see what the first Oogie Boogie Bash date is.
Yeah, we're going to kind of keep an eye on that, that's for sure.
Because if it is early enough that you're not at work and we can go, it's tough because they... kind of do them on Thursdays and
it's like
Thursdays and Sunday. I don't know if that's gonna work out, but if we could, I would love to do a new year.
Yeah,
bash,
me too. And of course the first one will be the busiest and then near Halloween of course will be the busiest and but anyway, we're gonna keep our eyes open and we're discussing.
Yeah, since our plans for going to D23 were dashed.
Yes. Not gonna work out this year anyway.
Maybe try and check out some Halloween
and
stuff.
We always said like it's almost impossible for us to do Halloween because I can't travel during the fall. Well, they keep putting it in August now. All of a sudden I go back to work in August, but
and
not that day.
I loves me some spooky season, so having that start earlier is not a problem.
No. Okay, so anyway, that is again August 23rd to October 31st. Plaza de Familia is at DCA, and that's from August 23rd to November 2nd. Dia de los Muertos, and Coco is a big part of that. So that, like, just overlaps. And again, there's some food and stuff. Holidays at Disneyland, the resort, begins November 15th this year.
A little later.
Yeah, which is interesting.
It's just the way the weeks fall this time. It's only like 5 days later than this year's was, so whatever.
Right. So we also have Separately ticketed after hours events, Disneyland After Dark will be select nights, and it says it will host 4 themed soirees. And they haven't announced it yet, but they have said one of them will be, of course, Oogie Boogie Bash. Shocking, right?
And that'll have multiple dates, obviously.
Oh, of course.
I'm thinking with an extended Star Wars month, 2 months.
There are probably more Star Wars nights.
Multiple Star Wars nights, I would think. I don't know. I think that one's very popular.
Totally.
And that would be probably second on my list of ones
Agreed.
That I would want
Those
to
Those would be
go
my
to.
Top ones as well. Yeah. Although I'd be good with some other ones. And then we were kind of discussing what might be some other ones. Maybe Sweethearts Night. Maybe, they did have Pride Night. And that was quite successful, so they might bring that one in again.
I think that's a good one.
I would really like to go to that, actually. That was one that I was like, I'd like to go to. That'd be fun.
It seemed like they put on a good show for that. I mean, it's no Star Wars, but...
Well, yeah. So anyway, I'm curious to see what the other two will be. Then it says, like I said, the Pixar Place Hotel opens January 30th. And on May 24th, and also with that, there's new dining featuring the Great Maple Restaurant. On May 24th, Fantasmic is back. Different Fantasmic.
Not a dragon that's on fire.
No, but there's a few details. It says, new special effects, a thrilling new battle scene with Sorcerer Mickey and Maleficent, but of course, Murphy the Dragon isn't coming back. Plus the return of the iconic Peter Pan scene with the pirate ship. And we discussed that. And we love Pirates of the Caribbean. But fitting into Fantasmic, Peter Pan probably makes more sense anyway. And I did see when it was originally Peter Pan.
Yeah, I'm okay with this change. I think maybe you lean more into the live action stuff like Pirates and Marvel.
In DCA.
In Indiana Jones or whatever in DCA.
I think so too. And there's a pirate section during like World of Color, for example, and that totally suits there. So
All right.
I'm good
that
with
was
that.
That was probably my favorite part of
I
World
think mine
of Color,
too, right? Honestly, yeah.
Because that the music and
Oh man, the way it swells
and
man, it was
the,
so
the,
good.
The
yeah.
fire. Maybe I was just a little chilly because it was
it could have been
kind of cool and we were up in the mist, but don't know, I like that, so
yeah, it could be
that's my opinion.
I'm curious to see, like it says they're bringing in a lot of more special effects, so I think they're gonna be relying on that a lot during this Fantasmic iteration, so I'm curious to watch that. And of course Tiana's Bayou Adventure is opening in 2024. We do not have a date, but that will be happening. And also in 2024, more of the Downtown Disney elements will be reopening. So I thought that was pretty cool. I think that's about it.
Yeah, just a lot of finishing off projects that they started.
Well, that's okay, though.
I mean, it's good to finish stuff.
Well, no kidding.
Nothing's like super duper exciting. I guess the biggest thing will be Tiana's Splash Mountain.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Disney World will be finished first, so you'll get some kind of preview of what it's going to be like, because they'll be very similar, just like they were before.
Of course.
I don't know. And then we'll see if there's any big announcements next year.
I am thinking D23 next year, there's going to have some announcements. They better.
They keep drumming that $60 billion over the next 10 years or whatever.
Sure do.
And yeah, like we've said, that's your cruise ships and all that as well. But they got to do something at Disneyland with that money.
Yep. I'm curious to see. But I think this is interesting that they're like, here's a roadmap, and it might be a little bit like, you know, magician look over here and ignore some other stuff. But at the same time, I like that they're organized. It shows that they're looking forward. They're paying attention to Disneyland. And it shows the reservation system. You're not giving like anyone who has any misgiving or any inclination that the reservation system is going anywhere, this further reinforces that it's not. I think, because you're saying, hey, here are all your events, plan accordingly.
Yeah, so what I think they're going to do with the reservation system is like non pass holders will just buy their dated tickets, and then you might be able to pay a little bit more for a non-dated ticket.
Right.
And then pass holders are always just going to have to reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Just like they're doing in Disney
just
World
like Disney
right
World.
Now.
That's fine. Anything else? Do you have any news?
Not particularly. I did hear some encouraging news, because there's been a lot of bad news about Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
Mahershala Ali going to be starring in the Blade reboot.
Yes, yes.
Is very encouraged with the new direction of the project.
That is very good then.
Now that they, yeah. So I'm sure that they just told him to say that. So like you take that with a big grain of salt.
That's okay. I will take the salt.
Still. If he was upset enough to like want to move on before,
exactly.
The fact that they can get him to say anything nice is a good
totally.
Sign. Hopefully,
totally.
I don't know. I like Blade and I want it to be good.
Yeah, me too. And he's such a good actor.
He really is.
He's so good.
And he's like one of those actors that is like a very good serious actor, but it isn't like thinks too highly of himself that he won't.
Yeah,
go all the way for something silly like a Marvel movie,
right?
Like he went all the way in Luke Cage. Like,
oh man, was he amazing in that?
Yeah, so I am excited to see him in the MCU proper now.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that, and that is optimistic. I think that's very optimistic. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the main topic.
Okie dokie.
It's holiday time. Brandon, it's still festive season.
It is. I am kind of tired, although I'm looking forward to having a bunch of sugar and cookies in the house now.
Yeah, there were some good cookies in that exchange. Okay. We, every holiday season, we have done a gift exchange kind of a...
Like a Secret Santa.
Like a Secret Santa kind of plan. The first time we did villains because we thought they could use some festive cheer in their life. The second time we did henchmen because we thought, man, they could probably use it even more, right? The villains, So yeah, I've got...
Because, the henchmen lose just as much as the villains, but they get abused by both sides.
Exactly,
It's not good to be a henchman.
So I was like, who else needs some festive cheer in their life? And I thought the main characters from the biggest Disney box office bombs, animated, uh-huh. could use, and I'm like, we've been talking about stuff like this lately, of course, so they could probably use a little festive cheer as well.
Okay.
But I'm not going to do any that we haven't seen, because I'm like, that's not fair. Okay? Are you ready?
I mean, it can be whatever you want. I'll just make it up. Anyway,
exactly.
I don't know.
But we're gonna bring them some festive cheer, Brandon.
You know how Scar told us to be prepared. I am not at all. Didn't listen to him.
Nope. You're like, nope, not gonna do that. So I've at least seen all the ones on my list. These are either critically not so great or financially, like box office. Okay?
Or both.
Most are both, actually. All right. And I found a few different lists that, had them ranked. So I'm just kind of... I just picked, a collection of them that showed up on most, if not all, of the lists. Okay. Here we go. Have you ever seen Treasure Planet?
Once a long, long time ago.
Jim Hawkins. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long John Silver.
Yep. But I feel like Jim Hawkins needs a Christmas gift.
Does he?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. So I want to know what you would give Jim Hawkins, star of a sci-fi kind of steampunky reimagining of course, Treasure Island. What could he use for Christmas to make him feel better? Because this is one of the most underrated Disney movies in my mind.
So what he needs is a visit. So it's sci-fi, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's kind of a young, precocious guy that has filled with a sense of adventure.
Yeah, totally.
What he needs is a visit from someone from the Jedi Council to give him a lightsaber and say, "Hey, you're a Jedi,
right?" Mm-hmm.
And he can join a proper sci-fi.
Cool crossover.
Yeah, cool crossover. That's what I think, yeah.
I like it. So he needs a lightsaber.
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson comes down and is like,
I love it.
You're going to be part of the Jedi Initiative with my purple lightsaber.
The Jedi Initiative.
Double crossover.
Oh. Mind blown.
Mace Windu now has an eye patch because he fell out of the window.
It's a purple lightsaber.
Purple lightsaber.
Instead of his Jedi robes, it's like a black leather trench.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. That's a good one.
Just off the top of my head.
These are all going to be off the top of your head. You haven't seen
the
list.
You need to do some.
Okay, I'll do the next one.
We used to draw names for this.
I know.
You've gone right out the window.
That's because you were like didn't want to do any preparation for it, so there's nothing I can do.
Well, you could have still made... Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, let's just alternate.
Okay.
Okay. The next one is the computer animated Christmas Carol. The Jim Carrey, Uncanny Valley...
Yes, scary, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It is scary. So Scrooge got some gifts, mostly visits from ghosts, but I think he needs something else.
Oh, I know what he needs.
What does he need? If you know what it is, then you can go ahead. I'll take the next one.
Well, he keeps getting visited by all these ghosts. Mm-hmm. He needs
an old priest and a young priest.
No. I mean, maybe, but no. I think he needs a proton pack.
Oh, that's good. That is good. I like that.
He's seen so many. He probably ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Probably not.
I'm just doing crossovers, I guess.
You are. That isn't even Disney. No, another one that was on a lot of lists was Lightyear. We actually never saw Lightyear yet, so I'm gonna jump over that one. And I'm going to head to Strange World, which was not as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
Lightyear needs a trip to the spa because he's got that really big chin. So he probably needs a nice facial, like moisturize that whole facial area. It's very large.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I think you just got to keep going with this. You're coming up with all the ideas. Strange World.
Okay.
What have you got?
You can take Strange World.
No, you keep taking them all now.
Who's in Strange World? Is it the blob?
I don't remember his name, but like the dad. Like not the old man dad. Like not grandpa.
Not grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
The dad that's trying to connect with his son, but he's got he went on the adventure with his dad.
Exactly.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
And his dad was not the best father figure in
right,
the world.
Right, so he wants to be better than that. Yeah.
Okay, you tell me. What he needs.
He also needs a gift certificate.
A gift certificate?
Yes, but it's going to be like
the therapy? Is it therapy?
No, it's going to be like to a weekend unplug, like, dancing kumbaya kind of things, but with his dad and his son. And his son's boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay, because he really just wants to connect with them, and then his son ends up... You know, staying in.
Can there be therapy at the camp?
Probably, yeah. Like one of those ones where you like you have to unplug completely and
it's
you have to talk about your feet, like
a retreat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're gonna do a family retreat.
Family retreat.
Kind of like Cabin in the Woods. That's how you die.
Nope, not that.
But like you know what I mean, like a little cabin retreat, like by a lake or something like that.
Like summer camp, but there's the camp counselors are like
actual counselors.
Actual counselors.
Yeah, because Dad was like. Like, his dad was really outdoorsy and adventure-y, right? And his son is very, like, scientifically minded. And he's trying to, like, bring everyone together. And he's, of course, wants to be... He's a farmer, so he likes being outdoors. So I think, like, they can use some quality family time.
And therapy.
They
need some therapy, yeah. Okay.
So anyway, that's what I think they should have. Are you going to do the next one? Turning Red.
Okay. You're supposed to give me a character.
Oh, Mamie.
Is that the mom?
No, that's the girl.
That's the girl.
Mm-hmm.
She probably wants tickets to the Taylor Swift concert.
Oh, yeah. She's, like, moving on from her boy band
days.
She's now
Swiftie.
She's now Swiftie. She totally would be.
Yeah.
Swiftie, yeah.
She probably also wants a Travis Kelce jersey. she's, like, full-on Swiftie.
I also think she needs new plastic hair barrettes. Mm-hmm.
Did you break the old ones? Or?
No, but it's like she likes accessorizing.
Okay,
she's like fun. Yeah, I don't know. It's like she keep putting them in her hair, and she probably needs new ones.
Probably break when she turns into a red panda.
Probably. Well, don't you think they would?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how the physics of that work. Like, is it like the Hulk and his shirt rips, but his shorts are always totally
maybe,
fine?
Maybe. Oliver and Company from the 80s.
Okay, yeah, I do remember this.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, I think. You know what? Everyone thinks Oliver is. I think Dodger is the main character here, the dog. Voiced by Billy Joel.
Yes.
He needs a piano.
Can the dog play the piano? It doesn't have fingers.
He like jumps on it.
Yeah.
Not as like, but Oliver actually does that with the girl.
What he needs is like an electronic keyboard that has like accessibility options because he doesn't have the fingers, but he can jump on certain buttons and
there you go. Yeah. Okay, and sing along with it. And then he's like, "Why should I worry?"
And then he's like, "I'm the piano man."
Atlantis, the Lost Empire.
Okay.
You've got this one.
Again, you have to say a character. There's many characters in that movie.
Milo.
He needs LASIK surgery. He's got those big old glasses.
I love his big old glasses.
He needs LASIK surgery. He's like,
and you know what? That is something that he probably has to outsource because he's like, in the kingdom, don't think Atlantis has eye problems at all, actually.
No.
No one there wears glasses.
That you see. Maybe if they have bad eyesight, they just go straight to jail.
Maybe.
You don't know.
Maybe.
Different culture there. Could be a problem for Milo.
Could be. All the more reason, LASIK.
Yeah. Well, he likes to read and stuff, so...
true story.
His eyes are only going to get worse over time. He can probably get those fixed up.
Yeah. Brother Bear.
No, that's all you.
the bear.
Yeah.
But he needs... Man, what does he need? They all just need family counseling as part of the problem.
That is true. No,
he needs a canoe.
A canoe, okay. I was thinking like a trip to, like we went and stayed in a yurt in the middle of a blueberry field.
Yeah.
We went on a trip to a yurt in the middle of a blueberry field, and I think a bear.
He would really like that.
A bear person would like that.
Yeah, you know? Totally. Chicken Little. Chicken Little is the main character.
Yeah.
But he needs... I've only seen this once. It was a long time ago. He needs a gym pass. Because he keeps getting beat up in dodgeball at the beginning of the movie. And while everyone eventually respects him as the movie goes on, he probably would like to get a little swole.
Okay. I think he needs also... some like streaming equipment because he wanted to get his message out, and I think he could he could be a Twitch streamer or something.
Totally
like
could.
That yeah.
Mm-hmm. A lot of the like lowest rated Disney animated movies are actually like the sequels and stuff, so I'm not including them.
Home on the Range.
Oh, that was gonna be my last one.
Oh, okay, we'll save that for the bitter end.
Did you ever, watch Dinosaur?
You know, I don't think I ever did.
Okay, then we won't do that one.
I went on the ride, though, I'm pretty sure.
Was it scary?
Not, it's the same ride system as Indiana Jones, and then there's some, like, animatronic dinosaurs. I don't know. Whatever.
Meh. Okay, well, then I have two more left, then. The Black Cauldron.
Okay, the dinosaur needs a telescope so he can see
the meteor coming.
And then they can get together with Chicken Little and spread
and
the news.
Yeah,
the sky
exactly,
is
with the streaming service. I like it. Okay, two left. The Black Cauldron. And let's go for the boy.
Well, he needs to just settle down on a farm with his little pig friend.
Yeah, he's a magic pig.
Yeah. And, like, he can tour around with his magic pig or something. I don't know. I don't remember a lot about...
The Black Cauldron?
The Black Cauldron. I used to like it as a kid,
too. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
But the magic pig is... Anytime that Disney has a pig in...
You gotta lean into the pig. It is amazing.
They overlook the pig in Black Cauldron, and they super overlook the pig in Moana.
I would like to point out, in Disney Dreamlight Valley, you can unlock Pua, and it becomes your companion. He's like my favorite companion. Although now we get capybaras, which is great. But Pua, there's no mention of Maymay, or Heihei. Sorry, Maymay is the thing. Heihei, which is the chicken. There's no sign of the chicken.
Derpy chicken's not allowed.
Right. Pua, though... Pua is amazing.
Pua is adorable.
Yeah, we love Pua. Agreed. Lean into the pigs. Everyone loves the pigs. Unless they showed up on our last one, which is, of course, Home on the Range. Okay. I don't even remember the cow's name.
Bessie. Haas, and
it's so bad. And Maggie is the name.
Roseanne probably.
Roseanne is, plays Maggie.
I thought the cow's name was Roseanne. Yeah, no. So what these cows need is a very strong motivational speech from Christopher Walken.
More cowbell?
More cowbell!
I honestly thought you were going to say a trip to the butcher.
No,
fancy set of steak knives.
A documentary about what an abattoir is.
Oh, man. It's
some
so
nice
bad.
Brisket.
It's
so bad. Some
yeah,
steaks,
there we go. Yeah, there we go.
A Traeger smoker.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious, delicious steak and roasts.
Yeah, you're going down the just thinking about the meat you want to smoke now.
Yes, I'm. Kind of, I may or may not be very hungry.
You fell off the gift giving. So I'm gonna. These weren't on my list, but these are other ones that showed up. But like Meet the Robinsons, I've never seen, so I didn't include it on this list. We didn't talk about also The Rescuers Down Under, because I just kind of discounted all sequels, even though this one was a theatrical release and everything.
Theatrical release, yeah.
I just didn't include it anyway. Also, I know you don't like it.
It is pretty bad. I
not
think
as bad as Home on the Range.
What that movie needed was more poisonous spiders.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. They're in Australia.
That's true. That is true. Mm-hmm.
They had not one run-in with a giant spider or deadly spider or anything like that.
Well, and then I was looking...
I would be terrified to see a huntsman spider. Could you imagine how terrifying that would be for a little mouse?
Yeah, this is very true. They're much smaller.
A huntsman spider would be like a cat-sized monster...
That would be terrifying. Yeah, that would be terrifying. No, thank you. No, thank you.
I actually kind of want to see that now.
No. Oh, man. There's probably some horror out there somewhere with it. And then there were some other ones.
Bolt?
Bolt was on the list. What do you have an idea for Bolt?
He just needs some belly rubs.
Yeah.
Like a nice snack,
Christmas
a nice
thing,
big
like
tasty
some kibble.
Bone.
Yeah, something like that. But then there were other ones that maybe performed poorly in the box office but then gained acclaim later, and it was like more related to the war and stuff. Like Pinocchio didn't do very well, and now it's like beloved. So I was like, oh, I don't feel like I should count that.
Mm.
And like Fantasia, for example. Like, so there were those kind of ones, so that's why I didn't include them on the list. Although Fantasia 2000 was probably pretty low.
And the Great Mouse Detective just needs more respect.
More respect. Agreed. Yes, that was on one of the underrated lists I looked at, of course.
Yeah. Well, speaking of underrated, not necessarily box office bombs, but we did do our list of underrated Disney films.
Yes.
Post what the episode number is.
It was early on, actually.
Yeah.
Actually, if you go on our website,
like 10 or something.
Yeah, if you go on our website under New Listener, start here.
Mm.
It's listed under in one of the categories. It was like some of our favorite like movies and recommendations. Mm. It's listed under there as underrated movies. Because yes, Great Mouse Detective. I'm really leaning into Treasure Planet as being underrated. I'd like to see that again.
I could be convinced to watch it at some point when we don't have anything on the backlog. Oh wait, that'll never
happen. But right now we're just watching Christmas stuff. We think that with some gifts, these poor heroes of these completely maybe earned or not not respected movies would feel a little bit better about themselves. We're acknowledging them.
Except for the cows, because they are now hamburgers.
Well, yes, you're getting them steak knives and a smoker. It's like... And Christopher Walken, apparently.
Yeah.
Huh. They feel great about going to the smoker. Brandon, you're going to invent a drink.
I've already invented so much stuff. I told you I was not prepared.
Okay, you don't have to invent a drink. I'll just take that.
Why don't you invent a drink?
Sure. What should be my theme?
Well, you were talking about Treasure Planet. You seemed like hyper focused on Treasure Planet. Mm-hmm. You should invent a Treasure Planet.
Oh, okay.
Drink.
There's this gin we have, and it changes color. And it looks all swirly.
The Empress purple.
Yeah, purple gin. Yeah. Okay. So that's gonna be the base. It's gonna be like kind of martini style. Okay.
Okay, martini glass.
Yeah, martini glass.
Purple gin.
With the purple gin in it, and we need some like something with like effervescence to it. So like maybe, but also something floral. Let's add a little bit of elderflower into there.
Like
with the gin.
Elderflower. Liqueur?
Yeah, just like a dash, like just to give it like a little bit of a floral kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to top it with like a seltzer or club soda, like a soda kind of thing.
Okay,
just
club
to like
soda,
brighten it up a little bit. But I want the gin and the elderflower to be the tasting.
Okay.
But around the brim first, we have to have like gold sugar crystal kind of things.
Sugar crystals? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think about, like, some sparkles? Some,
I love
like,
it.
Edible glitter or
yes,
something.
Yes, edible glitter would be great. Because that's, like, the treasure, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the planety, I want it to, that's what I'm thinking, like, the swirly kind of the purple gin. This is the first drink I've ever invented. What do you think?
Pretty good. I also think you should have a round ice cube in it for, like,
a planet. Good call. Very important.
Mm-hmm. See? We work together.
Yay,
we're a good team.
High five. So that's our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, and that's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts. If you're more into emailing than DMing, you can also message us there. And like I said, you can check out the page that has like recommended episodes and things like that. And everything's linked on there.
Wow. The magic of the interwebs. Whoa.
We're currently on Instagram, where we're most active, as well as Facebook, and, well, we exist on Twitter/X, but not backlog stuff, mostly. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms and on our YouTube channel, Adventures A. We really appreciate if you've rated or reviewed our podcast, and if you haven't, we'd really appreciate it if you would. Next episode. You know what else we do at festive time, Brandon?
Eat a lot of ham and turkey and pie.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes
stuffing.
You do that
gravy.
Sometimes you do that on a date. Maybe a blind date.
But I can see.
You're going to go on a blind date with Disney.
Oh, no.
Yes, you are. You're going to like it.
I promise I'm not.
You might.
I guarantee you I'm not.
So, yeah, Brandon's going to watch a movie for a blind date with Disney.
Am I?
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
Oh, boy.
So I'm Krista.
I'm Brandon.
And until the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh?
Wow. The magic of the interwebs. Whoa.